We sell truffle steer.
People don't use
that? No, they don't hear that now.
So I understand that if when you said Christmas gift, if you said it first, then to your wife, she'd have to give you something.
That's right.
Right? Uh-huh. Well, that's too bad they don't use that anymore. It's kind of a, be a nice
thing to do. I love that now.
Children like to call a wiener and a bun a what? You put a wiener between the bun.
Hot dog.
Like a hot dog. And Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
And our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and they get
married.
And if a man caught a cold, he becomes very
hoarse.
And if you want to write a, or if you want to send a message to somebody, the easiest thing to do is just sit down and
write a
letter. On a Sunday afternoon, some people get in a car and go for a
ride.
And when you were a boy, you rode either a mule or a
walk.
Or you walked on. Did you ever have horses?
Yes, but I never rode a horse.
You never rode a why was that?
You never kicked.
But other people
rode a mule.
Which was better to ride? Mule or?
I'd better ride a horse.
You'd rather ride a horse? Mule got kind of, did he have more of a mind of his own than a horse?
I think so.
Kind of stubborn? And the parts of a tree that are under the ground are the
roots.
And you strike a match just to start a... And the soft, thick, black stuff that's up in the chimney is a...
Roots!
Soot. When you were young, you called it...
Smut.
Smut. The same thing, though, right? Do people use goat's milk around here? The milk from a goat?
I don't know, but one family, I think, used that little Mennonite people that used the goat milk.
Most people just use milk from us.
Yeah. You can get by it in the store. Sometimes they put it on babies, put babies on goat milk now.
Well, they do.
People up here drink goat milk instead of cow milk. Yeah, they put babies on, doctors put babies on goat milk sometimes. It's
supposed to be better for them. I didn't know you had Mennonite people.
The family right there in front of that church. As you turn that road goes to Iron City, you come straight on them there. There's two houses and a mobile home. They're Mennonite.
They came
from Pennsylvania.
They did. Mm-hmm. Do they farm with machinery?
Well, he's a cardinal, one of them. Mm-hmm. One of them sold for me. One of them's wives.
Mostly, Mennonites don't use machinery when they farm, do they? I think they still use horses.
Well, they should have a fine garden, but I don't know how they...
They got a little tractor, I think.
Well, they do. We have some people who are called Amish people. They're like, sort of like the Mennonites. And they don't have electricity, they don't have gasoline, they don't have any motors. They use everything the way they did there 100 years ago. In fact, they do some wonderful farming that way.
They have wonderful gardens. Nobody else ain't got it. That's as pretty green as they can see.
They seem to know how to, they don't use poisons or anything like that.
No.
They want to